Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut and in our eyes. Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
This week, we're talking about something Nikki and I have been working on the past year, and that's living our truths.
I just love it. And we have a very, very special guest host of Bella Brains.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
Well, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to drink yet.
All right, let's do this. Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Bree.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
And I am so excited to tell you all that I am almost at my pre-pregnancy weight.
What? Bree, that's huge. Or I guess it's the opposite of huge, but we need to pop a bottle and cheers you, girl.
That's right. So you guys, it's time to open up about how hard I've been working out.
Whoa. All right. Well, let's pop that bottle. All right, everyone. So today we are opening up a bottle of Absolute Juice. Again, Bree and I are just so excited to have another week of sponsorship with them. And it's actually really cute because Artem whipped us up our first Absolute Juice recipe. Bree, why don't you tell them what's in this amazing drink?
Okay, so you do always brag how Artem is so good at drinks. And I actually have to say he did kill it with this one.
Didn't he?
He did. So you guys, he used one part Absolute Juice, two parts soda water, ice and sliced fruit.
I mean, simple, but so delicious.
Honestly, I feel like it's paradise in my mouth.
Okay, on that note, cheers. So can you just real quick, like, fill us in with your journey of, like, losing, well, your 5 pounds to where you were pre-pregnancy?
Yeah, I'm a little...
What's the mom talk in that? I feel like I always get those words wrong.
You know, there's actually no mom talk to it. It's just
sure?
Very simple English that everyone understands when you're losing weight is that you have a goal weight in mind, right? So I have been 2 years postpartum, and I thought I would lose all the weight in 6 months. But no, this has been the longest, hardest journey. But in the last, I would say, Nicole, what would you say? The last couple months, have I really upped my working out game?
You have.
Got a personal trainer, which everyone always tells you that's like the key, right?
And it sometimes really is.
I know, you're like, but I'll say this. You think to yourself, like, trainers are expensive. And so you're kind of like, should I do this at home?
Yeah.
But I will say hiring a trainer has been the best thing for me. They kill you. They kill you. And I get nightmares the night before. Sometimes I'm terrified to go.
Or the drive to the
drive there. Cause you know what you're in for.
No. Yeah. I have to like blast Britney Spears, like Baby One More Time, or think of like
Baby One More Time gets you.
No, I don't know. Sometimes those songs like get me fired up because I think I'm going to be some pop star in a music video. So I better go work for the abs.
Yeah.
It's a really weird mental thing.
Yeah. Mine's more AC/DC cause I know I'm on my highway to hell, but
you would, do you remember when, what songs did I used to have as your ringtone? done. What's that?
Oh, Hell's
song?
Bells.
Hell's Bells. Jeez. Every time you called me in high school, I was like, oh, there she is.
Yeah, that's like actually sad. I'm your sister.
Yeah, but you went through like an evil stage. I was like, ugh.
Not as evil as the one you're in now.
Oh, whatever.
Let's get back to me just being really proud of what I've accomplished. Okay. So you guys, got a personal trainer, and then my mom told me about this gym in Scottsdale, True Fusion. She's like, Bree, they have these amazing classes. And if anyone knows my mother, everything that she's connected to is amazing.
I mean, you guys, from her interior decorator.
To her cleaners.
To her nail person.
Oh, to who? The handyman.
Gynecologist.
Everyone.
Like, it doesn't matter. Whatever my mom does, it's the best. You better go to that person.
And we do.
We do.
They might not be the same experience she has. And then this is the best. It's 2 months later, she'll go, this person is actually the best nail person. I go, but you told me the other person. She's like, but no, now this one.
Yeah, that's so mom.
But I will tell you, mom nailed it with this gym. And I will say, I've been doing... with my trainer on my off days, I've been doing hot bar, hot Pilates, boxing, barefoot boot camp.
Whoa. Yeah.
As horrifying as it sounds, it is. I've been doing circuit and I've been doing spin class.
That's awesome.
Every day I'm like, you know what, Bree, go do something.
And you probably have been having a lot of fun.
Now, I've been having so much fun and I'm in this stage and people know, like, it takes a long time to get there and I finally got there, I feel where you fiend for it.
Every morning
you wake up and you're like, I want to go.
It's, you see change. The hardest part is getting to the change because that takes the longest.
Right.
That usually takes months,
years. Yeah, 2 years long.
And so it makes you want to give up at times. It makes you not want to keep going. But the minute you see change, that's when people get addicted. Like, I'm not going to lie. When I was on Fallon a few weeks ago and Michael and Sarah and the New York paparazzi, like, I, for some reason, mentally couldn't see the change when I've been, because I've been, you know me, I've been training so
You've
hard.
You've been training really hard.
But those photos, I did actually see my abs and I was like, whoa, wait, like I am changing.
Like,
and I'll admit, you know, Brie, what I go 3-4 days a week with my trainer, like Greg at Heart and Hustle has been amazing because he's been the first trainer that I don't dread going. Even though I know it's going to be crazy hard, he makes it so different every time.
You and I have really badass trainers.
We do have badass trainers.
And they're good looking, you guys. Mine's John Peel, Sweat Grudge, and Scottsdale. Get a hot trainer. It's really fun.
Oh my gosh. I've never, first of all.
My husband thinks John Peel's hot. We both do.
Okay, but I've never once been like, I'm going to go train with Greg because he's hot. I train with Greg because he's like, so awesome.
Blah, blah, blah. It's good motivation, at least for me.
Oh my gosh. I actually have never thought that.
So this is my thing.
You're weird.
Not weird. Everyone
you're like
right
a mom
now,
in heat.
Speaking mom of mom.
Mom in heat.
I will say this. As a mom, you're tired all the time. Like, and I know everyone else who doesn't have kids are tired all the time too.
Drink.
Yeah, you talked about Artem, so drink. And we're drinking Artem's drinks, so we all need a drink. But I was kind of like, you're just exhausted a lot.
Yeah.
So working out sounds like hell. It's like,
but
why?
It's weird. It's when you get there.
But now I'm there. I'm there and I'm loving and I'm fiend.
You get excited for your appointments, right?
Oh my gosh.
And by the way, can you tell them about the class? Because I really loved what you told me about your teacher from your workout class the other day. I want you to tell everyone about that.
I kind of plan my classes of like how I'm going to die throughout the week. So kind
Don't
of put boxing in the beginning.
Word.
But no, and then I try to do the more cardio classes towards the end. So like Pilates and bar are always in the beginning because I know I'm going to shake and just, ugh. But
smart.
So I was like, I'm going to end this week before I come to LA with spin. Because spin always makes me feel good. It's I do it at the Madison.
Spin person.
You've never been, and I love spin.
It kills my knees so bad.
Well, and I can say, if you have knee issues, that'd be too
and
much.
And I do. I don't think people know this. I've had I have two surgeries on my knees.
Yeah.
My right
and
knees actually has had two surgeries.
Yeah, and you have a shin in your,
I do have a shin in my leg, but I have a metal
you
on my shin.
You have a rod in your shin. But
I am a legitimate, real quick, fembot.
You're a bionic woman, yes.
Yeah. Anyways, tell me what your teacher said.
We'll go back to me. So I go to spin, and the class I really want to do is the party on the bike, because it's the hip-hop music is crazy.
Drinks?
And the lights. No, but
think
you know,
about it. You'd sweat it out before you leave.
But it was sold out. So then I had to do the weights on the bike.
Oh,
and
geez.
I was kind of like, wait, this wasn't mentally what I was thinking. I was ending my week as a party on the bike, not the weights on the bike. But
your
I'm like,
party just was like, no bueno.
Yeah.
No.
So then I was like, I'm going to do it though. I'm going to do it. And I actually grabbed the 5 weights too, which I regretted. halfway through class.
Oh, you never do that. Every time I see people grab the big weights, it's like yoga sculpt.
I know, but I'm on it. I'm feeling good.
Even 3 pounds is like, whoa.
So I'm doing the spin class and I'm feeling good. I'm shaking, but I'm feeling so good. And this teacher was insane. And so halfway through class, she just turned off all the lights. And you're halfway through class is at your peak. So she turned the lights off and she's like, close your eyes. And you're going really hard. And I closed my eyes. And she's like, what's your truth? And I was like, whoa. I'm like in my head thinking, like, my truth? Like, what is she talking about? My family, my career? And she's like, what's your truth? What makes you wake up in the morning? What makes you live? What makes you breathe? What makes you driven? She's like, what is your truth? Find your truth now.
Wow.
Feel your truth. And she just like, and her voice was growing. And like, I got goosebumps. But I couldn't help but the rest of class to sit there and go, wait, what's my truth? Like, I felt the other people next to me knew their truth.
Right when you just asked me, I'm like, what is my truth?
Well, and I kept thinking in my head, like.
And we work on it so much.
Right. And I kept thinking, like, wait, like if she would have asked me in class to shout it out, I would have been like, Birdie.
Yeah.
Because I feel like as a mom, we say our kids, right? But I'm like.
But that's not what they mean.
No. And why I knew that she didn't mean that is because how I saw other people, what they were feeling. Because then the light slowly came on. It was like a colored, like a red or something. And even how she said it in her voice, I'm like, whoa, I'm missing something. Like she's talking about that place deep down in your soul that is supposed to shine in such a light that you and I said, that point of like enlightenment. That's your truth.
I mean, living in your truth is living who you really are. That's like when people say, like, are you living in your truth? Like, are you really living like Breonna Danielson? Like, you know, and I don't even want to say Brie Bella. Like, at home, we're who we are, right? But then we go into our workspace or we go meet our friends at happy hour. And sometimes people aren't living in their truth. They're trying to either fit in or do what they think their boss wants. But
right. What
I have realized is people who fully live in their truth morning till night are the happiest people ever. They never have to alter their personalities. But can you imagine fully living in your truth? That's why, like, when you said that, I'm like, am I even living fully in my truth?
Right. And you know what's interesting, Nicole, is she was 55 years old, insane shape. She was so positive and so happy. And she was riding that bike like I couldn't believe. And with those weights, like I even stopped. And
yeah.
She was going, feeling it. But it was like you could see almost her heart smiling at you and made me feel it.
Yeah.
And I literally walked away from class and I was driving home and I'm like, okay, Brie, when she says, how do you want to live? Like, live it, live it. And I was like, I guess overall, I want to be a good mother. I'm going to be a good wife, a good business partner, a good sister, good daughter, good to my community.
Yeah.
I guess deep down, my truth is I want to be a good person.
Right there, you just put everyone else before you. For me, living in my truth, I want to accept myself as myself. So especially being in the entertainment industry, sometimes I feel like I compare myself, like, why aren't my thighs as thin? Like, I'm working out so hard with my trainer 4 days a week, hot yoga. But sometimes I need to look in the mirror and accept this is who you are. And then personality-wise, I can be very fiery or I can be very strong. And sometimes I get down on myself of, am I too defensive or am I too strong or am I a feminist? Like, I feel these different things, but sometimes I have to accept who I am. This is you, Nicole. This is how you react to situations. Now, I don't say like, I mean, I don't mean bad.
Right.
But I feel like to live in my truth, I want to walk out the door knowing I look beautiful today, inside and out.
You just
I feel beautiful. This is my personality. And if people around me don't like what my personality is, I don't want them by me.
That's interesting. I like that because, you know, it was interesting. Yesterday, Brian got on the scale. Now, Brian's been super healthy. He works out so hard. I mean, he's the healthiest person I know. And he got on the scale and I just saw his head like go down. And I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, I'm 2 pounds up and I've been so good.
Oh my gosh.
And I go, but how do you feel, Brian? And he goes, I feel great. I should be down. And I'm like, so you might be retaining water. It's 110 degrees here. Like, who knows? But it was so funny that the number on the scale made him feel so bad, even though he felt so good because he's had such a great, healthy week. I'm like, you look great. Like, I'm looking at you naked right now on the scale. You look insane.
Yeah.
Like, don't put your head down. Put it up.
Totally. Well, and you know, I have to say the past few years, I feel like I really have gotten to do the work on myself of finding my truth. And you know, it's something I really want to showcase on Total Bella season 5. Sometimes we feel like we have to be the girls that are rocking the Louboutins and driving the Ferrari, but sometimes your soul isn't made that way.
Oh, mine isn't.
And when your soul fully, and it isn't, fully lives in its truth, Think of how powerful that is. Yeah. And everything looks like a Louboutin heel.
Oh, yeah.
Even your Tom flip-flops.
And I do agree with that. And I do think it is like not living any type of image. Like, mom looked at my shoe collection the other day and she's like, Bray, I think it's time for new shoes. And I'm like, I don't buy animal products and I actually don't care. Like, I know I wear kind of the same shoes all the time, but
I mean, no offense. I trip out when I see you walk into somewhere and your heels are like almost broken. And you know, when like your pleather's like torn off, and then no offense, you never get pedicures. So then your toes look grungy.
By the way,
look down,
I got a pedicure yesterday.
Oh, yay. Cheers to that.
I know Nicole and I kind of lately have been getting really spiritual and, you know, I feel like we've been doing these little challenges, but I think we should. We should challenge everyone to like, what is your truth?
Yeah, you know, and it's good to share it. Share the empowerment, share the inspiration, the motivation. It's, you know, why I like to be around people who have my same values.
Right.
So just like the one take selfies, which you guys have all been looking amazing. And by the way, how good did it feel to take one, do a one-time shot of a selfie, post it and be like, damn, why do I take so many?
And I bet you guys all got more comments and likes on it than your other ones.
Because you know why? Every person that I saw on Twitter who had the one take selfie, you guys, your eyes were sparkling. Like, sparkling. You all looked so happy.
I agree with
you,
Nicole.
So keep it up.
Yeah. And these are actually the kind of conversations Nicole and I have with each other. And I think it's why we're successful is because we do challenge each other a lot.
Yeah.
And we do kind of just ground each other. I think having a sibling who's in business with you, you're never allowed to have a big head about anything.
No, it's great. But yeah, so we want to challenge all you guys to what's your truth?
Like, yeah, and find it.
After this podcast, ask yourself that.
Right.
And you're not going to find it tomorrow, but start to do the work on it. Right. That was 2 years of work and I still am on that journey of finding my truth. I think we always will be. You know, and you should. Life gives us challenges every day that we have to overcome.
I agree.
And we just have to try to stay as much in that lane of truth as possible. And you know what? All this talk of truth, I think it's time to throw a little lie into it.
Ooh, are you talking about my favorite show right now?
I think so, and I think it's time to debate on it.
All right, you guys, next up, matchup of the week.
But first, a quick break. Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
I mean, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes.
And eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simple heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with as much as or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long, which I love. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Okay, so I keep Factor meals in my fridge. It literally is, just like they say, you put it in there for 2 minutes and it's having a home-cooked meal. Plus, they have all the nutrients on it, the calories. It's been amazing. Mom was over. I was giving Mom Factor meals. She was obsessed with it.
The one thing I have definitely noticed is that when I want to be really, really healthy, I think, oh, just eat super little. But no, Factor meals shows you, you can eat a good size meal with all the nutrients and still be healthy.
And it's for every type of person. It fits every type of diet.
Yes. So head to factormeals.com/twins50 and use code twins50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month.
That's code TWINS50 at factormeals.com/TWIN50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, if you're new to our podcast, each week we pick a topic to debate and then we'll leave it up to you, our listeners, to vote on Instagram who won the debate.
Yes. And last week's debate was, can you overexpose your kids on social media? Yes or no? Bree debated yes. I debated no, even though if you didn't tune in to last week's episode, definitely tune in because I actually, even though I debated for the no's, I'm kind of was on the yeses.
All right. Let me look at the results. I'm super excited. Yes, you can overexpose your kids. You know, I knew this one was going to win because I feel like as a mom, just you do. You kind of like lose sleep at night because you're like, wait, am I overexposing my children? Well, and the world finally agrees with me.
Well, I think when you hear like everything that you debated, and I think all of a sudden when you hear like, whoa, maybe that is overexposing, I think that's, you know, what people heard. And we're like, shit, maybe.
I know. So does that mean we all have to pull back? I don't know. We'll leave that for another debate.
But I'm ready to have a new battle right now.
Well, I'm always ready, even though I always lose.
Are you? So have you guys out there heard of Big Little Lies? If you haven't, you should, because once Game of Thrones went off air, we all tune in to Big Little Lies. And whatever Meryl does, we all have to tune in.
Well, the whole cast is insane, but I have to say I'm addicted to this show.
I love it. So we thought it'd be fun to debate about it. As you know, Big Little Lies, and if you don't know, is based off of murder, but an accidental murder.
Right.
And our debate is going to be, was lying the best way to handle it, or should they have told the truth?
Because it was an accident.
It was.
But if they would have told the truth, they all still could have went to jail.
I know.
Some funny business.
Some funny business.
So I feel like me, who everyone might think is a prude, I feel like they should have told the truth. And that's what I'm going to debate.
So I feel that way too, but I'm again going to debate on the no side.
And I swear, if I lose again and you're debating what you don't even believe.
Well, you know, I think I have a good debate for this, which maybe might change my mind. But in case you're new to our podcast, remember that Bree and I each get 30 seconds to make an opening statement for our side of the issue. And then we have 2 minutes for final arguments free for all. So Bree, do you want to go first?
Actually,
to tell the truth or to not tell the truth?
I would like to hear you go first.
Thanks.
So then I can kind of just feel like if I need to pump mine up a little bit.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Okay, let me grab the timer. All right, Nicole, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's hear your lie. Go.
Okay, so this is why Big Little Lies shouldn't have told the truth. One, they all were a part of the murder, right? So there was no eyewitnesses. So if they would have told the truth, they honestly all could have went to jail because people might not have believed them that it was an accident. Plus, that guy was beating the heck out of his wife. So I'm sorry. You definitely deserve to be pushed down the stairs. And another reason why they shouldn't have told a lie is we never would have gotten Meryl Streep on this show.
Okay, well, done. So here I go to tell the truth. You are like that little devil, little pixie on the shoulder, huh?
Whatever.
I'm seeing those little horns. All right. Well, the good angel is going to go right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. All right. So this is my thing. My husband always told me you could never get in trouble for telling the truth. He was always like, Brie, you like someone can say like you're an idiot. You're all these different things. But when you tell the truth, you can never get in trouble. If they would have just told the truth in the beginning, because this show gives me anxiety every week, because I'm like, gosh, you just tell the truth. You weren't going to get in trouble. They'd say, okay, so he was beating her up. She pushed. It was all an accident. They would have saw the tears, the heartfelt, like, truth. And I feel like, you know.
Okay, well, let's see.
Everyone lived their lives.
No. I'll hit 2 minutes. Ready? Okay, 2 minutes.
All right, so this is my thing. Let's be honest. Like, when it comes to the cops and stuff, everything's legal. Like, you tell the truth, they're going to investigate. People aren't going to get in trouble.
But you know what? I think sometimes as a human being in your brain, when something bad like that happens, you don't think people are going to believe your truth. So then they lie.
And I don't want to spoil the show for people, but if you would see how these women's lives have like just unraveled, I'm like, yeah, because you lied.
Yeah,
and if you would have told the truth, their lives wouldn't be where they're at right now.
Or they could all be behind bars and their kids would be suffering or...
Doubt it. I know sometimes people like can go to jail for things they didn't do, but for this situation, I feel like all the women have been in the clear.
Well, then can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Since it is a TV show, you would want them to have told you the truth on the season finale.
Well.
No.
Yes, yeah. I would have.
You would want them to tell the truth.
Because then I wouldn't have anxiety every week watching.
What do you watch every Sunday night?
Big Little Lies.
So do you think there would have been a story if they told the truth?
No, but let's just, okay.
Whoa.
So
if we're going to talk about Big Little Lies and talk about the lie, let's talk about how entertaining the lie has become.
Okay, but it has
turned into a mystery.
But hasn't it given you anxiety every week?
And look, we're debating about it. So
I know, but I
think yay to the lie.
But I think to myself, gosh, if these women just told the truth, I wouldn't be watching all these things happen, and makes me a little depressed.
You just
and
need
nervous.
To be grateful that you've never been in this situation.
No, actually, I watch a show and I'm like, I'm never going to lie again. I'm never going to. Well, not again. I don't lie, but this is the reason why I don't lie.
Liar.
But this is my thing, is that lying just makes a bigger, it's a snowball effect. The problem becomes bigger.
I agree,
bigger.
But we're talking about Big Little Lies, and I'm telling you, they got you hooked, boo, on the lie.
Well,
and if they didn't have the lie, they wouldn't have people hooked.
Yeah, but so, I mean, I'm just saying maybe
to the lie.
My anxiety wouldn't be as bad every week watching. They told the truth.
Yeah. To tell the truth or not tell the truth? I mean, that's a really good question.
It really is.
Well, we know what Brie would have done.
Told the truth. All right, you guys, we know every Monday morning you're talking about this and you're at work and you're all thinking, should they have or should they not have? But I want to know what you guys think. So we're going to post up a poll on our IGs for you to vote who the winner is of this debate.
And also tweet at us, because I would love to know what you guys would all have done in that situation. So next up, Artem returns for
Bella Brains. As always, Bella Brains is hosted by my husband, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan.
Except Brie, for this week, Bryan's on tour, so Artem's filling in.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm super, super excited to be back. And I think I'm a little bit more prepared this time than last time. But I'm really excited to see who is going to be stronger this time. Is going to be you, Nicole, or you, Brie?
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. And for everyone who doesn't know, we keep track of who wins each week. And the first one of five wins gets a bottle of Dom Perignon paid for by the loser. And the current score is Brie in the lead, 1-0.
That's right.
I'm winning. So, Artem, you better help me.
Uh-oh. Who's going to win this week? Let's find out. It's time for...
Bella Brains! Bella Brains! Bella Brains!
Who's going to be the first one staying in the room? And who is leaving the room right now?
So, I say that I go first so I could stare at your cute face.
What?
Why, you want to go first?
Did you go first last time? Yes, you did go first last time.
So you don't want to stare at my face?
Well, how about
this? No, I want to stare at your face. I'm like, just saying I think it should be like a fair chance.
Fine. I'll let Brie go first.
Okay, so this time, I mean, everyone knows I like cooking. So this time is going to be a little bit food related. And the very first question is going to be, banana, is it a fruit, a berry, or a vegetable?
You know, Brian kind of quizzed us on this, and it doesn't have a seed, so it's not a fruit. And I'm trying to think, like, I mean, bananas are sweet, so if I say a vegetable, it sounds really effed up. But it's obviously not a berry. But now I'm kind of confused because maybe it is. It's definitely not a fruit because there's not a damn seed in it. I'm trying to think, is there a seed? No. I mean, if it's a vegetable, I might cry.
What is it going to
be? It would be the biggest damn berry. Is it a vegetable? Oh my God, a banana.
It's just a banana.
I mean, I feel like if I say fruit, I'm going against everything my husband taught me.
Just trust yourself. Oh, that doesn't look like
No! Holy crap.
You got three choices.
I mean, I know what I want to say.
Well, then you should say what you want to say.
But then I'm going against what I was told.
Well, I can help you with that one.
I want to say fruit, but there's no seed in it. Now it's all confusing. It's time.
Okay. It's time for that final answer.
Fruit?
No, unfortunately.
I knew it. It's a berry, huh?
It is a berry, yes.
I knew it. There's no seed in it.
I did know Brian asked you questions sort of like that. So you should definitely know the answer to this one. All right. I'm sorry. You were this close. When you started talking, I was like, you're going to get it for sure.
I know. Well, then this
like,
is what happened.
Your like psychology and the way you went, this is not this, this is not that. You should just stick to it because it's a berry.
I know. But then like I was like a berry. Like I've never in my life heard someone called banana a berry.
Well, apparently it's a berry. I've been Googling this for a long time and getting prepared. Apparently, it is a berry.
So when I asked Brian to go get fruit at the store, I'll say, oh, and can you get the big berry called
yes,
banana?
Exactly. All right, question number two. Everybody loves French fries,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's
you love
favorite.
French fries.
Mm-hmm.
What country French fries was created?
I mean, I feel like it's right in the answer. France? No. Why is it called a French fry?
It's called French fries because it's the way it's prepared.
So.
But it was not created in France. I'll give you another try.
Okay, fine. French fry.
So think about, yeah. France.
England?
Is that your final answer?
England's my final answer.
No, it's not England.
Really? They either. Love potatoes. Every time I go over there, I feel like...
It's Belgium.
Belgium?
Yes.
What?
I know. I know. It's crazy, right?
Beer.
It's so misleading.
And French fries. Belgium
Apparently,
does a good job on. Okay.
Right. Wow. Okay. Question number three.
Okay.
I think we talked about this before. So I think you actually have a little bit of advantage on this one. But anyway.
Okay.
Everybody love almonds.
You love almonds.
You love almonds. So then you should know how many gallons of water it takes for one almond to grow.
It's a lot. And I think it's 1 gallon.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
How about we're going to get the closest? Because it's not 1 gallon.
Okay, it's 10 gallons.
No, it's...
It's 4 gallons. No.
It's actually 1.1 gallon.
What?
Well, you said 1 gallon. That's going to be a final answer, right? Right?
I guess. That,
okay, good.
I mean, it's the first thing I said. I didn't know if it was my final answer.
Because it's 1.1. But we're going to call the closest one.
Okay.
How about that?
So you're saying if Nicole gets 1.1, she wins.
Yes.
But if she gets the first number
two,
comes out of her mouth,
like
says 4,
three,
I win.
You win, yes.
So as right now,
but
I failed.
But let's hope she's not going to get the first two questions.
Okay, but as right now, you're telling me I lost.
As right now,
I got zero
answer any
so
questions
Neil
correctly.
To three. Neil
to three with a potential one, yes.
Well.
And if you're both not going to answer correctly, there's going to be one question.
So you're saying if she fails, then you'll give us a tiebreaker on?
Yes, tiebreaker, yeah.
Well, thank you. That was really hard and kind of rocked my brain in a way.
It was not
thought.
Hard. You actually really did well on the first one. I
you
just didn't know why you went
my
with
life
the,
by
with,
telling
with,
me a banana is a berry.
Answer.
Okay, let me grab Nicole.
We'll be right back with Nicole, but first a quick break.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come.
Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that you have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
All right. So first question, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Banana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you say it's
is
so
it
cute.
A fruit, a berry, or a vegetable?
Fruit.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's
a fucking berry.
It's
isn't
a
it?
Berry.
It's a berry.
I knew it.
You know what's effed up is I even said, I go, wait, Brian told us that
you
fruits
know
have seeds. And I go, but it doesn't have a seed. But
but you know what I just thought when he goes, that's your final answer? I was like, wait, it dangles from a tree.
Well, so then I wanted to say berry, but I was like, not in the history of
I
my life did anyone call it a berry.
Yeah.
So I was about to say berry too, but I'm like, no, I think he's joking.
I feel like that anything dangles from a bush, it's...
I don't know. That's
it's
true.
Either a berry, unless it dingles
no,
from your butthole. That's a dingleberry.
No, avocados dingle, and that's a that's a fruit.
Okay.
All right, ready for the second question.
That's a big berry.
And I was going to say berry, too.
Mm. It's a huge big berry.
Well, why don't they put bananas in the berry mix?
I don't know. Okay, so question number two. Everybody love French fries. Mm-hmm. Do you love French fries?
Yeah.
Okay. So the
question is, still yours all the time.
It's true. But I like sweet potato fries.
He's obsessed
with
sweet potato.
This is French fries. It's different. So the question is, in what country French fries was created?
Do we get guesses on this?
No.
Or I
no,
just say
no,
zero
you don't get guesses. You just say like.
Which I knew was going to be a
He gave me what I said France first, okay. And then he let me say one more.
One more country.
French fries.
French fries.
America.
Why America?
Really? And you only got two, but you got it right on the second?
No, my second was England, and I was wrong. So we both.
But that was actually good because you're thinking fish and chips. Huh?
Yeah, and like potatoes seem like they're everywhere, you know?
Oh my goodness. No, it actually was created in Belgium.
Wow. Well, they have a lot of beer there. They probably did fish and chips first.
All right. The third question is more about if you're going to be close enough.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
So how many gallons of water it takes to grow one almond?
10?
You have to think about it.
No, she said 10.
Wait, no, I didn't. It's not my final answer.
But that, I said it quickly. And now that we said this.
100 gallons.
That's her final answer, by the way.
Is this your final answer?
Yes, that is. She can't.
I'm just kidding. 1 gallon.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, it's a billion? This is going to be so hard.
I got it right.
I think we need to go for a tiebreaker.
Because I said
you
1 gallon.
Said one.
And then he laughed. So I was like, but it's 1.1.
That's why I said the closest person.
But Nicole said 10, and then Nicole said 100 gallons of water to make an almond. That's crazy.
I was joking.
No, you weren't. You looked really serious.
I wasn't.
Okay, what's a tiebreaker, even though I did win that last one?
Oh,
whatever.
Now you know how it feels.
So I guess the question is going to be, how much water does it take to grow a pound of avocado?
Ooh.
Pound.
So I would say 8 gallons.
And then I'm going to say 5 gallons.
That's your final answers?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You set in stone, done. So we're going to go with the closest. It takes 74.1.
Whoa.
What? Yes. I won. Sorry, Brie, that was karma. So now the score is 1-1.
That's okay, because you know what, Artem? I love you, Nicole. I beat you, but you got this.
Oh, my gosh. But hey, at least we now have learned that a banana is a berry.
Yep. Who knew?
Who knew?
All right, you guys. Join us again next week for Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Aw, thank you, Artem, for hosting Bella Brains. His accent is like the cutest, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm really happy that I now know that a banana is a berry. Jeez. But let's talk about something that I love very much. See what I did there?
Aw.
It's time for Bella Army Q&A.
So as always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
Yes, and this week, actually, the question we are going to answer is perfect for how Nicole and I have been working hard in the gym. So I'm really excited. We are answering a tweet from at iBrittany, and she writes, at Bella Twins, when is there going to be another Bella Body Challenge?
What? All right, Brittany. So Brie and I actually have been discussing this, and we are going to bring back another Bella Body Challenge on our YouTube channel soon. We were thinking for the New Year's.
Yeah.
It would be really cool. 2022. How crazy is
that?
Yeah.
Or I kind of think maybe we do it for the fall. Maybe show everyone how to stay in shape during the holiday.
Ooh,
yeah,
I like
munch,
that.
Munch.
Tweet at Bella Twins, you guys, after the podcast is done, and let us know. You want us to do it in the fall for the holidays? Or do you want to see it in 2020? But I have to say, that Bella Body Challenge, if you haven't checked it out, head to our YouTube channel. We did 10 exercises, right?
Oh my gosh, you guys. there's so many outtakes of me crying, laughing, because there was a lot of times I couldn't, like, it was hard for me to finish.
We couldn't even focus. We'd see each other work out and we'd have to work out side by side and we would start crying, laughing.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
I think they showed it on one of, was it our 2-year anniversary of our YouTube channel? Yeah. They have a lot of the outtakes.
I mean, do you remember in the kitchen? Like, oh, or doing the crab walk in the sand. Okay, by the way, too, like, I was breastfeeding all through the night at that time. I was so tired, and I thought I could keep up with you. And
the thing is, like, I was like, yeah, 300 abs like this, no worries. Yeah. I was shaking, couldn't even get through it. Till Breeze, I go, my sides feel like they got punched.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, but it worked.
Yeah, and you guys, it was a 3-day shoot, so we had to do all those exercises in 3 days.
We had to shoot 10 episodes in 3 days.
Literally after the first day, I looked at Brian and I go, I don't know how I'm doing the next 2 days.
Yeah.
He's like, are you going to be okay? I'm like, no.
So if you want a good body challenge, head to our YouTube channel. Check it out. But Brittany, thank you for your tweet. We're definitely going to have something out soon.
All right. That's it for this week's Bella Army Q&A.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, I hope you guys find that it's good to work on the inside and the outside, but to also, I hope you guys, you know, go with the challenge and find your truth.
Oh, amen, sister. And vote for the winner of this week's Matchup of the Week on Instagram.
Tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And please, we would love it so much if you showed us some love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe. We will give you so much love back. And special thanks to my Artem for subbing in for Brian as our Bella Brains host.
Yes. Until next week,
remember to stay fearless.
And you always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.